Hello, everyone. This is Chris Bell, and today we're going to see if we can dispel a little bit of the confusion about sidechaining in Reaper. So I have up here my backing track.
J, Sidech, Reaper 106, asleep at the wheel, 20, greatest hits, 01, take me back to Tulsa, dot flag 206.
We're going to paste this in here, Control-I. This is our backing track on track one.
One back.
So we have just a regular music track, and let's make another track here on track two.
Track view, 20 items.
So now we have track two, and let's paste our voice track here.
Voiceover trim dot wah 506.
Okay, copy.
Unsaved, 20.
And paste. Let's listen to what we got.
Please. I was hoping that I could get this thing put in over the weekend. Having this in my bedroom would be sweet. I already had all the pipe and fittings for the stack and plenty.
Stop.
See? The music's covering up the voice.
Two voiceover trim, one item.
Okay, what we need to do first is go to track one.
One backing, one item.
Which is our backing, and we need to make that a four-track track.
Routing for track one.
So let's hit I, and then we're going to tab.
And edit, selected width, edit, selected track channels, combo box two, collapse four.
I just went to that with the tab key and then did down arrow.
One backing, one item.
I just escaped out of it.
Routing for track one, and edit width, edit track channels, combo box four, collapse. Unsafe.
Just double checking. So now what we need to do is we need to create a send from track two to track one, and we need to route it to the auxiliary three and four. So let's do that.
Two voiceover trim.
I'm going to go to track two, and then that's where my voiceover lives, and I'm going to do Alt Applications.
Context menu.
And then
master send, send submenu S.
I went down arrow.
Adjust I slash O parameter track one.
Okay, we've got a send going to track one, but the destination is wrong. We need to go up to track one here.
One back in one.
And go back into our I slash O.
Routing for track one back in dialog. Property page.
And let's tab down.
Pan, edit, width, edit, track channel, track volume, track pan, fade, track width, fade, send, combo box, add, new set, audio, hardware outputs, committee, hardware output, combo box, let's go out, combo box, send to original channels, collapsed. Receive, combo box, add, new, receive, collapsed. Receive from track two, voiceover trim.
Receive from track two. Let's do Shift Applications.
Context menu. MIDI volume slash envelopes and automation mute M. Phase slash Palermo Mono M. Destination audio channel 1 slash 2D.
Destination audio channel. Let's press enter on that. This is a submenu. I just did a Shift Applications and went down arrow to this menu.
Context menu.
Got another context menu.
1 slash 2 check 1. 2 slash 3 2. 3 slash 4 3.
3 slash 4 is what we want.
Routing for track 1 back in dialog DP audio.
Now we've got our routing correct. And all we have to do now is put our compressor in here and then set its detector to 3 and 4.
Unsafe.
So let's do reacomp.
Add effects to track 1 back in dialog. Cacos 8 of list 1 list. VST Raycast. VST Raycomp. Cacos 2 of 20. Effects.
Okay, and let's pick a preset.
Edit mode button. 0.0 user preset. Stock rock, stock modern, stock steady, stock hard, stock death metal, stock vintage, stock attack over, stock night drum bus, stock driving, stock spanky bass, stock distorted, elect, stock sustained, stock fader, ride vocal aim, stock aggressive vocal. Stock modern vocal. Stock aggressive vocal. Stock mod, stock background vocals. Stock acoustic guitar.
We'll just pick the acoustic guitar for now. We could have picked any preset and adjusted it, but we'll just,
Unsafe. Play.
I was hoping that I could get this thing put in over the weekend.
Stop.
See? It's not working, but
one back in.
What we got to do is set the compressor to pick up from the
effect.
Channels 3 and 4. So I hit F. I'm in effects. We're going to tab down.
Edit multi-button. 0 plus button. Ferrum button. 4 and UI button. Checkbox. Property. Edit. Select envelope. Group. Edit. Select attack slider. Edit. Select release slider. Edit. Select classic attack. Check auto release ratio sliders. Edit. Select knee slider. 4. Edit. Detector input. Combo box main input. L plus R collapsed.
Let's go down arrow here.
Auxiliary input. L plus R.
Auxiliary input. L plus R is what we want. We could have done this from the parameters dialog as well, but I did it from the actual UI. So let's see what we got now.
Please.
I was hoping that I could get this thing put in over the weekend. Having this in my
yeah,
bedroom,
it's ducking now. Stop. So it's ducking for us now. So let's set the parameters
one back in
a little bit more. I'm gonna hit P.
FX parameters dot ratio 2. Thresh 1 value slider minus 21.7 dB.
Let's dive that threshold down deeper.
Minus 40.0 dB.
I'm hitting down arrow here. Let's see what that deep threshold does.
Please.
I was hoping that I could get this thing put in over the weekend. Having this in my bedroom would be sweet. I already had all the pipe and fittings for the stack and plenty of encouragement from Mel to get it done. She never ceased to amaze
me. Stop.
So that's how we do sidechaining. And of course, you can set your release to bounce back quickly or stay ducked longer. You can play with your attack, how quickly you want it to duck down. Play with your threshold and ratio. Just remember, your music track has to have a four-track channel. You've got to have a send from your voice track set to it, sending from your voice track. It has to be routed to channels 3 and 4 of the track, and then your compressor has to be set to 3 and 4 as well. Auxiliary input L plus R is what we want in the actual effects, and in this case is Reaper's detector input. All right, peace.